Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use the promo code SGP to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. Follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on my Twitter account. That's at SGP Soccer, at SGP Soccer. We have been dropping free plays for you there. We are on a 5-0 free play run. Also, for additional content, check out my website, lockbetting.com, where I'm on the verge of guiding my clients to 101 months in a row of transparent track profit. You can see the P&L for the 100th month at the Twitter account I just mentioned. That's at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer, where we won over 41 units, £4,100. That's good for over $5,500 for that 100th month. And we are well on course for profit here in the 101st month. Sign up on November the 1st for that 102nd month. The reason I say November the 1st and don't just sign up today is because we only have 8 days left of this month, and Patreon will bill you a full month for those 8 days, and they'll bill you again on November the 1st. I will be able to make you that money back. I'm confident that we'll make money this week. However, wait until November the 1st to get the most out of the service. Tons of stuff going on at the moment. Head towards the end of the MLB season. We have the return of the NBA. We're well into the NFL season. We have domestic soccer. We have Champions League soccer. We have international soccer. And of course, we have tennis, boxing, UFC, WWE, all the stuff that we bet on over at LockBetting.com and making money in all of it. So as I said, you can see the P&L for the previous month, the 100th month, on the Twitter account, or you can go to LockBetting.com to see all of those other spreadsheets of transparent track profit. Here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, we are dropping some additional content this week because you guys gave me those likes and comments that I wanted for the hashtag Respect Soccer. And Sean and Ryan saw that at the Gambling Podcast Twitter account. And therefore, because you guys delivered that, not only have I given you a bonus lock, a bonus free play over on the EPL show, I also dropped you an edition of the European show for free, usually lockbetting.com exclusive content. And there are two locks on that as well. One of the locks from the EPL show already landed this morning with Chelsea beating Norwich to nil, winning that game 7-0. So hopefully we can continue that momentum going here throughout the weekend, including right here on Scamessa Italia. We begin here with a 5 o'clock kickoff. So three games have already gone. Two of them were on Friday, and the time that this show is supposed to drop on Friday would have meant that we missed those two games anyway. So I decided to drop it a little bit later, giving it some space away from the EPL show and the European show as well, which was dropped as a bonus show. So this is the last show to drop, and we are starting with the 5 o'clock game. So seven games on it, three games have already gone. Only one play I really love gave that out to clients. That was Torino to win at home yesterday, and they did. So hopefully we can have a strong weekend here with Serie A. And the 5 o'clock game is Sassuolo home to Venezia, where Sassuolo are available here at 4-6. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 4-1 on Venezia. When this line opened up, Sassuolo were available at 1-2 minus 200, and I was looking at ways to get a little bit more value, adding things to the game, maybe both teams to score, maybe an over. But now it's moved to 4-6. I'm just going to play it as is. The reason it's gone this way is because these two teams are pretty close together in the table, and people probably didn't think there was any value on the 1-2 minus 200, given the fact that Sassuolo have had a pretty poor start to the season. However, I think they bounce back and get the win here. They are a better team than Venezia, and I don't think this is going to be a very high-scoring game. Therefore, I'm going to take the team with a better quality to get themselves back on track. Sassuolo hasn't seen three or more goals in any of their home games this season, which is very different to how they've been the last couple of years. And Venezia failed to score in three of the last five away games this season and have conceded in all of them. Therefore, I like Sassuolo to be able to find the decisive moment of quality here and get this win on the money line at the price of 4-6 minus 150 here in this one. Up next, we move on to tonight's late game here between Bologna and AC Milan, where AC Milan are the 6-5 favourites to pick up an away win here. It's 13-5 the draw, and it's 21-10 here on Bologna. These two teams have been two very free-scoring teams so far here in Serie A, and I don't see that changing here in this game. I can see both teams finding the net, and if I was to lean towards someone winning this game, I would go with the better quality here with Milan. You can also tack on over 2.5 goals here, along with the both teams to score, to get it to plus money. But both teams to score individually is available here at 8-13. Bologna have seen both teams find the net in four of the last five games, and both teams have seen over 2.5 goals in four of their previous five games. Milan are without a clean sheet in their last five, as their defensive vulnerabilities have been exposed, and perhaps that's them missing Donnarumma, who is, of course, has gone and signed for PSG, and that has led to some goals going in at the wrong end here for AC Milan so far this season. But they are still right up there. They're still having a very decent season so far, sitting in second place. Usually they would have a tally that would put you top of the league at this point of the season, winning 7 of 8 games and drawing one, being undefeated. But of course, Napoli have that 100% record, but Milan just 2 points behind them. So that does represent a good start, as they're scoring 18 goals in 8 games, conceding 7, meaning there's been 25 goals across their 8 games so far this season. As for Bologna, their 8 games have produced 28, with Bologna scoring 13, but conceding 15 in just 8 games so far. So I'm expecting goals in this one. Both teams to score at 8-13. Over 2.5 goals available at 4-6. Put them two together, and if you take both for the same game between both teams to score and the over, gets you to 11-10 plus money here for this game. And that's the way I'll be looking to bet this one tonight between Bologna and Milan. Up next, we move on to the Sunday games here, and they start at 11:30 in the morning UK time. That's 6:30 a.m. Eastern time in the US, with Atalanta, who lost to Man United in midweek, hosting Udinese here as the 2-5 favourites. It's 4-1 on the draw, and it's 6-1 here on Udinese. Atalanta should still win this game. They look decent in the first half against Manchester United. Obviously, they've got themselves into some decent form, which has got them back on track here in Serie A. They are one of the teams like Juve, who made a poor start to the season and had to get themselves back on track. One of the top three favourites to win the league this season. Perhaps the pressure was too much for them, but as I said, got themselves back on track now, and this is a game they should win. However, an important thing to point out here, which was obviously present in the game against Man United in the second half when they capitulated, is the fact that Atalanta are missing up to five defenders from their match day squad, and they will have to rotate significantly here in this game. The visitors themselves haven't kept a clean sheet in their last 13 matches against Atalanta or in any of their recent five, whereas Atalanta have conceded in three of their four home games this season and have just one win. So they haven't been great so far this season in Bergamo, conceding in 75% of their games, and that was when they had more defenders to choose from. You could see that they were a little bit imbalanced, and they were allowing Manchester United a lot of chances. Marcus Rashford got through in multiple occasions on Wednesday. He probably should have had a hat-trick. I know people say that Man United are lucky and they rode their luck and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer saved his skin because they were 2-0 down, but they shouldn't have been 2-0 down. They had chances in the first half. They had plenty of chances in the second half. If you look at the expected goals of that game, you'll probably see that Man United should have won more convincingly. 3-2 wasn't a fair reflection of the actual game, where I feel like Man United probably should have scored 6 or 7, and that's not going to change here. Udinese should be able to get you a goal across this 90-minute period, and therefore you'll just need Atalanta to get you one as well. I think they definitely will. I think they'll find a way to win this game, but I don't think they'll be doing it with a clean sheet. So I'm going to go for both teams to score here in this game, and that one is available for you here at 4-5 minus 125. And given the data and given the defenders missing here for Atalanta, I think that does give you significant value here in this game. Up next, we look at this game here between Verona and Lazio, where Verona are the 2-1 underdogs. It's 13-5 here on the draw, and it's 23-20 here on Lazio. Lazio obviously the better team on paper, but I don't like taking them here away from home where they aren't that reliable. I prefer to go for goals here in this game, and I do think we'll see over 2.5 goals. There have been 24 goals so far in Verona's last five games at an average of 4.8 goals per match. Lazio have scored in all of their last six visits to this ground, and both teams have scored in four of the home side's last five, with over 2.5 goals landing in all of the last five. So significant data here to ride the over. I think you're getting some real solid value on that play here. The over 2.5 goals is available here at 7-10. Don't understand why. It seems like when you break down the entire game there and the stats, this one falls into lock territory. So I really will find it difficult to see less than three goals being scored tomorrow here between Verona and Lazio. So over 2.5 goals here is your play, and that's available here at 7-10. Up next, we look at a game tomorrow at 2:00 between Fiorentina and Cagliari, where Fiorentina are the 4-6 favourites to win this one. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 15-4 on Cagliari. Fiorentina will be looking at this game as an opportunity to pick up a home win. I think their supporters will be very, very disappointed if they didn't. The hosts are unbeaten in their last three against Cagliari and haven't conceded a single goal to this team in any of those matches. Cagliari themselves have not kept a clean sheet in any of their last 10, and Fiorentina have opened the scoring in six of their last seven games. So if they can hit the front here at home, I think that will give them a good opportunity to win the game. Obviously, Cagliari will then start to open up and look for the equaliser, at which point I think Fiorentina can put the game beyond them. I think Fiorentina to win this game, maybe 2 or 3-0, is decent value, and Fiorentina themselves offer value simply on the money line here at 4-6 minus 150 here in this one. The final two games here in Italy tomorrow are big ones. At 5:00 on Sunday, we have Roma hosting Napoli, who have a 100% record in the league so far this season, and they are available here at 6-5 to continue that going. It's 5-2 on the draw, and Roma are the 2-1 home underdogs here to win this game. I think Roma will be able to get something here from this game. I think Lazio have been riding their luck as of late in terms of maintaining this 100% record. Needed a late winner last week, and I think Jose Mourinho cooked something up here to keep Napoli out. The statistical data obviously says that Napoli should win this game. Napoli have won nearly 70% of their away games since the start of last season, and there hasn't been a single draw between these two sides in any of the last six meetings between them right here at the Stadio Olimpico. And Roma were awful. Roma were awful. It was one of the worst nights in the history of the club on Thursday. Yes, Mourinho rotated, but it doesn't give him too much faith in his squad when they are obliterated by the Norwegian champions, Bodo Glimt, 6-1 in the Europa Conference League. And now they have to face a team here with a 100% record. For me, people are going to look at that and just automatically ride this 100% record of Roma. But I've watched football long enough. I know 100% records don't reach this point of 9 games, 10 games. It's possible because this Napoli team are decent, but I've seen them ride their luck. And I know what kind of manager Jose Mourinho is. He'll be absolutely furious. Despite the fact a lot of these players who are playing here didn't play in that game, he'll be looking for a big response. Because even though it's not a reflection of the top players and the regular players here in the Roma side, it's a reflection of him as a manager. And that was an embarrassing result to lose 6-1 in Norway. And I just see a bounce back here and the end of Napoli's 100% run. This is a pure gut play. There is no data that's going to back this up. One team have a 100% record and the other team lost 6-1 to a Norwegian side. So we're taking the team that lost 6-1 here due to the fact that their manager is going to be demanding a response from the players. We take them on the double chance market to avoid a defeat. So Roma on the double chance market here, available at 8-13 in this game. Final game, undoubtedly the game of the week in Serie A. Tomorrow's going to be a very interesting day. Man United are playing Liverpool, Barcelona are playing Real Madrid, and Inter Milan are hosting Juve all on the same day. Inter Milan are the 11-10 favourites to win this game. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 12-5 on Juve. This is another game where I'll be looking past statistical data, and the data suggests that Inter Milan should win this game because they are red hot on their own turf. Since the start of last season, Inter have won 86% of their home matches. In 3 matches Inter have played at the San Siro so far this season, they have 1-2, drawn 1 and scored 12 goals in the process. And no side takes more shots on average per game than Inter. And Juve aren't defending too well at stopping teams from creating chances, as they are facing 15 shots per game on average so far this season. And if they face that again tomorrow, Inter Milan should be able to beat them. But Juve have got their act together. They have won 6 straight. They are an informed team at the moment, and they are starting to keep clean sheets. I think Allegri puts something together here, and Juve are able to go to Inter Milan and get something. They themselves are just slightly bigger than Roma were to get something from the game. They are 4-6 minus 150 on the double chance market. But I think Juve can get something here. I think they can continue to maintain a decent run, and decent from this game will be coming out of it with a undefeated record intact, or at least an undefeated run intact. Obviously they lost games at the start of the season, but they've got 6 out of 6, and if they come out of this with 7 games unbeaten, avoiding a defeat here, that'll be a good result. A great result will be managing to win. That will signal a real statement of intent that Juve are right back in the league title race. But at the moment they are pretty far behind Lazio, and they certainly won't want to derail their momentum with a defeat that brings them crashing down to earth here. So I think they'll get something. Juve on the double chance market will be my play here, and that's available at 4-6 minus 150. Closing out with a lock on the show, it's pretty difficult for me here between 2 games. I like Verona-Lazio to go over 2.5 goals, and I also like both teams to score in the Atalanta game. I'm going to go with the Atalanta game simply because we have the advantage there of defenders being missing from that team. We saw them on Wednesday. They conceded goals they shouldn't have conceded. They let up chances that they shouldn't have let up. 75% of their home games have seen both teams score so far, and that's when they had a full selection of defenders to choose from. So I think that Udinese will be able to score a goal for us in Bergamo tomorrow, along with Atalanta finding one for us too at the other end. So your lock on this show is going to be Atalanta Udinese, both teams to score. That's at 11:30 a.m. UK time tomorrow, 6:30 a.m. East, and both teams to score in that game is available at 4-5 minus 125. So enjoy waking up for that one, especially if you are in the West Coast. That concludes this edition of Scommessa Italia. Don't forget that there are Italian fixtures in midweek as well. So we are going to be dropping another episode of Scommessa Italia, looking to get that out for you on Monday or early Tuesday. So keep an eye out for that, because there is midweek action in Scommessa Italia, and we cover every single match day from Serie A right here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. Also, don't forget to check out the European show. Lots of big games happening tomorrow. Ajax versus PSV, Barcelona versus Real Madrid in the El Clasico. Both of those big games are covered on the European show. So that bonus show is available for you. The first lock happens tonight on Saturday night. It comes from La Liga. And the second lock is for a game happening tomorrow afternoon, the Sevilla-Levante game. So you still have the opportunity to get on those locks and to listen to that show, as there are lots of leans for tomorrow. And of course, tons of stuff still to come here from the EPL. We played a double lock. The first lock landed this morning. The second lock goes in the Brighton Man City game. And of course, I preview the game of the weekend. I think it's bigger than El Clasico. I think it's bigger than Juventus Inter Milan. I think it's bigger than Ajax PSV Eindhoven. Manchester United versus Liverpool happening tomorrow at Old Trafford. I am going to that tomorrow in Manchester. I've been here since the Atalanta game, and the preview for that is over on the EPL show. That's it from me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.